Hey yo, welcome back to Rants of a Christian Millennial. It's your girl, O to the N, to the Y, to the I, to the N, to the Y. Oh my gosh, guys, I almost forgot how to spell my own name. Dang. This is how you know that the caffeine is still trying to hit it, man. I'm just here early in the morning in my closet trying to record this episode. This is how you guys know that this is real dedication, okay? I'm just gonna make this. I'm just gonna mind my business and put in some work, you see? That's real dedication there, I tell you guys, okay? Anyway, guys, welcome back. I have your rant for the week. And today is this rant is very special and dear to my heart. I feel like this rant will bless a lot of people, you know, most of all church folk, because a lot of people try to test us out here on this church street, and they think that because we are Christians or because we are held accountable by our faith, we can't really do anything. But God sent a very wonderful, talented artist called Tobe from the SWAT, Tobe from Southwest Ely, Texas. Represent, y'all. Guys, I've lived in Ely, Texas since I moved to the U.S., so yeah, he's representing. Tobe is an artist, a rapper, not like all those mumbo jumbo rappers, but a rapper that actually is dedicated to make purpose popular, to make people realize their purpose. So he raps about inspiring stuff. I'll leave his YouTube down there so y'all can go check him out. But yeah, God sent Brother Tobe to like bless us with this really strong word, because people try to piss you off and then they say, oh, I thought you're Christian. Shut up. Okay. So Tobe did this video like a month ago. I was preparing to go to church, online church, and I saw this because he has this setup where he drops a new video and a new song every single Sunday. It's called Get Twisted Sundays. And I saw the caption of the video. It said, try Jesus. I was like, okay. Bro Tobe is trying to minister to folks, to evangelize folks on this beautiful Sunday. I was like, yeah, I'm here for it. But then when I listened to it, it was completely different from what I expected. But guys, this song blessed my heart. It blessed my spirit. And I got you guys, okay? I'm going to play the song for you, and then you will understand why the song blessed my heart, okay? All right, listen.
Try Jesus, not me. Cause I throw hands. Try Jesus, please don't try me. Because I'm fine. If you touch me or mine, we gon' have to scrap. So, try Jesus, please don't try me, because I fight. I have no problem laying these hands. Try Jesus, don't try me. Cause I throw hands. Try Jesus, please don't try me. Because I fight. Oh, you say, turn the other cheek. Oh, but this one part of the Bible that just don't sit right with me. So try Jesus, please don't try me.
Child. Wow. Did that song bless your heart? Did that song bless your soul? Did that song sit in your spirit the way it did for me? Woo! Let's just give a moment of pause. Let's just give 1 minute of silence. Uno momento for this song, because bruh, that song be hitting deep. I feel like it addressed so much. Because, you know, like I've mentioned this at least 2 or 3 times, but I will emphasize, people try to test saints on the streets. You know, like on social media, on like wherever you go, if people know, wherever you are, if people know that you're a Christian, they try to do things and think they can get away with it, you know. They piss you off and they be like, oh, but I thought you were a Christian. Even church folks will piss you off and then they'll make you think like, oh, but you know, if you're not really a good Christian, if you can't turn, shut up your mouth. Eh? If you could, what did Jesus say? Did Jesus not say that when somebody slap you, you should turn the other? Mm-mm, keep quiet. You should have known that before you came out to me. Before you came at me, you should have known that there's a tendency for you to, you know, receive some, you know, scenes. All right, so yeah guys, that song truly blessed me, and that's because like I am a Christian, right? But I'm still a work in progress. Like I have been saved, I've been transformed, I've been renewed, but the thing about it is that transformation is a journey. You know, it's not a destination, it's not something that you can get to. So it's like there's still parts of me that are still very ratchet. And those parts of me, they come out every time they're triggered, you know? You know how like when someone is building stuff, like for example, if you live in Houston, you know that they are always trying to construct and fix roads every single day. Anyways, when they're building stuff, you see signs that say, caution, men at work. So those signs are basically trying to tell you that you have to be careful. If you're walking through, if you're driving through this path, you have to be careful because anything can happen. That's exactly how I am. And I think that's exactly how most Christians are, because we're still a work in progress. You have to be very, very careful as you're coming out. There's still some parts that are still very raggedy that God is trying to straighten out and make cute and make beautiful. So you just have to exercise caution. All right. So anyways, I've decided this song inspired me to bring up at least 3-4 reasons, you know, why you should try Jesus and not try me. Or why you should try Jesus and not try every other like saint in your life just because you think that you can get away with it. All right. Okay. So here's number one. Reason number one. Jesus is a savior. No, he is the savior. And I am savage. All right? Let that sink in your head. Jesus is the savior, but I am savage. All right? He is loving. He is faithful. He is merciful. He is kind. He gives fresh mercies for our fresh stupid every day. But I am savage. You know, I still have a lot of rough edges and I don't have my stuff all together. So depending on what time of the day or week or month or even season of the year that you come at me, I'm sorry, you may encounter the ratchet in me. For example, if you come at me on a hot Houston summer day where I've just driven on 59 and everybody on that freeway is making me mad, bruh, you're gonna get it. You will get it, okay? So remember, caution, men at work. All right, good. The next one, Jesus has a high pain tolerance, but I don't. All right, now. That's probably why he said, it's so funny, even in the video he mentioned it. That's probably why he said, like, if someone slaps you on the other cheek, turn the other cheek. I mean, till today, that's still part of the Bible that I'm still trying to come to terms with. And it's probably because Jesus has a high pain tolerance. The truth about it is that I can't stand pain. So it's like, if you slap me on one cheek, I will come back at you. Do you understand? I mean, I might try to turn the left cheek once, but if you keep trying to do it, I will come back at you. I don't know, man, but that's just me. I'm just letting you all know, because I was thinking about this scenario, yeah? Like how people say, what would Jesus do? And then in some scenarios, I actually think, what would Onyinye do? Like, you know how Jesus is on the cross and he's taking the pain and the shame and blood is dripping, and he's in his final moment and he's screaming, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And he's bearing that cup of pain. Yeah. I don't know about me. I don't know. Like, what would Onyinye do? I mean, Onyinye on the cross of Calvary, I might just be like, I'm sick of this. Like, I would just take out the nails, throw the nails on the ground, come down from the cross, wash my hands with the dirty wine that they gave me, you know, throw everything, just rip off the cross, and then I'll call Angel Gabriel and be like, yo, Gabe, where the chariots of heaven at, though? Where the chariots of heaven at? Because I'm about to dip. I'm sick of this little earth people. I'm sick of this little earth humans. They're ungrateful. They don't care. Instead of them to love me and receive me as the person that has been here to save them, they're here trying to put me to a cross. Like, what kind of disrespect is that? Like, get me out of here, Gabe. I'm not trying to save those folks anymore. You know? Y'all are very ungrateful people. You know, and when the chariots of heaven come riding in, I'm like, bye, y'all. I'm dipping. Okay, I don't know, perish in hell, whatever. I'm not here for it anymore. I'm done. Oh my God. Hey, that's why Jesus is God and not man. Cause imagine, man, just take time to actually imagine what it would be like if it was a man on the cross of Calvary and not Jesus. I don't know, man, we'll all be in hell, but yeah, definitely try Jesus. He has a better tolerance than any man, so yeah. All right. Let me get it together. I have at least two more points to get through. Okay, so the next point is, when Jesus lays hands, it's for healing. But when I lay hands, it's for physical combat. Okay, so Jesus lays hands to heal people. He doesn't even have to lay hands on you. You've already received healing. But when I lay my hands on you, it's not to heal you. It's a different kind of healing. It's to reset your brain with laughs. Like, anyhow you want it. Do you want slaps? Do you want punch? Do you want kicks? Do you want jabs? Whatever you want, I got you. Just let me know. I try to tell you. Okay, guys, I'm sorry. I'll get my stuff together. But yeah, it's like, I have no problem laying these hands, you know. I really have no problem laying these hands. So I'm just giving you a heads up, okay? All right. So finally, Jesus loves you unconditionally. Like, whatever level of stupid anybody in this world has, Jesus loves unconditionally. But I don't, like, my love is conditional. I don't, like I said, depending on what time of day you come at me, I will come at you. So yeah, definitely try Jesus. His love is unconditional. He is faithful. He is just. He is merciful. Definitely try Jesus and not me. All right. So yeah, a few points as to why you should try Jesus and not any human being. I hope that this has informed you in how you go about your business. If you're a kind of person that you usually test people, you just like to just test people and just provoke people, I hope this informs you on how you should put yourself in check. And if you're someone, if you're a saint that people are always testing you and people are always upsetting you and people are always provoking you, thinking that they can get away with it, you go on social media, you see social media trolls, people in your family, they're annoying you, just send them this episode and let them listen to it, you know, and let them know, this is my response to y'all. Like, I only tell you one time, and one time is enough. All right. And if you're here and you think, you know what, I want to try Jesus, I'm tired of trying folks, but I want to know who this Jesus person is. I want to get to know this Jesus. I got you. All you have to say is this simple prayer with me. Wherever you are, just bow down your head and say, Lord Jesus, I am here. I accept you in my life to be my Lord and personal Savior. I'm tired of trying people. People have disappointed me, but I want to try you. I know that you have better things to offer me. I know that you're merciful. I know that you're kind. I receive you today as my Lord and personal Savior. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. There you go. The first step, trying Jesus, led you to Christ. Now go forth and sin no more, and go forth and test people no more. Okay, guys, it's been real. I mean, I've had fun. I'm sure you guys have had fun. Don't forget to subscribe to hear more rants of the week. Oh, yes. And to all of y'all that have started school, God is with us, okay? And I just want you guys to remember that this semester is not like a lot of the other semesters that we have encountered. It's different, and we're definitely off to a difficult start. So that's something I've also come to realize. I had a witness about this like yesterday or the day before yesterday. This is not like every other semester that we have encountered. So just do your best to take it one step at a time. Don't try to struggle through it. Don't beat yourself up if you feel like you're not getting into the flow of things. If you feel like you're not where your motivation is supposed to be, don't beat yourself up. Don't pull yourself down. Remember, like, no one has ever taken full-time classes with a job and every other thing, every other commitment in a pandemic. This is not a normal circumstance. So take it easy and be easy on yourself. God is going to see us through. God sees us. And He's going to meet whatever hard work we have. He's going to match it up with His grace and with His favor. So let's just try to do our best, okay? All right, guys. Well, that's all, folks. I'll see you soon. And don't forget, try Jesus. Don't try me, because I have no problem laying this hands. Bye, y'all.